لما بعد رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وخجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Husnil Khuluq, the chapter on good character. And we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. Verily, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are upon exalted character. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character was the highest. The best form of character you could have got ever was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way he demonstrated his character, the way he showed it, even the worst of enemies would see him, interact with him, and their hearts would have changed. Yesterday we mentioned the waqi'ah of Sumama bin Uthala, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a chief, he was a leader, he was a big businessman. And when he was captured and brought to Medina Sharif, he was tied there to a pillar for 3 days. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't give him lengthy bayans, didn't give him lengthy discourses, but just had him there so that he could see the akhlaq and see the mannerisms and the way of Sahaba. And every day he asked him that, what do you have to say? So he would said, in taqtul taqtul dhadam, if you kill a person who's worthy of being killed, one explanation, another explanation, you're going to kill such a person, where people are willing to take revenge for him, wa in tun'im tun'im shakir, and if you show kindness, then you're showing kindness to somebody who will be very grateful to your kindness. So that's all he replied. This was the discourse that took place between himself and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. For 3 days, on the third day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam instructed that free him now. He was freed, he went out under one tree, he took a bath and he came back and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That now I bear witness that is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the true messenger. So this was the effect of good akhlaq, that you don't need much speeches and etc. But the person just looking and seeing the ways, person's mannerisms, styles, etc. And even those people that are far away from Islam get attracted to Islam. On the other hand, you can give all the speeches we want, but if we don't have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will chase people away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that was making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for approximately 10 years. These two hadith, yesterday's hadith and today's hadith, he reports. So he said, an Anas radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsan an-nas khuluqa, muttafaqun alayhi. Now in the servant is a person generally who's inside the house. Inside the house you get to see much more than a person who's just seeing from outside. So the person from inside the house is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of people, best amongst people as far as character is concerned. That you couldn't get a person any better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعنه then he reports this hadith that we're doing today. وعنه أن أنس رضي الله عنه قال ما مسست دبيجا ولا حريرا ألين من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. First he's describing some of the physical features of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that I haven't touched any dibaj, means silk brocade, ولا حرير, silk itself. So one is the brocade and one is the silk. So I haven't touched these two types of fabric. ألينا, more softer than the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in other words, the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were so soft that I haven't touched any type of silk that's even softer than the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his outward appearance as soft and as beautiful as his inward. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is perfect outward and inward. So beautiful he's explaining.
وَلَا شَمَمْتُ رَائِحَةً قَطُّ أَطْيَبَ مِنْ رَائِحَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ.
I haven't smelled any fragrance, any perfume more beautiful than the fragrance that would be emitted from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qadi Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi would mention that a person would meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shake hands with him, make musafaha with him, and for the rest of the day this person's hand would be smelling so beautiful just by the fact that he shook hands with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now he goes on to say, وَلَقَدْ خَدِمْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَشْرَ سِنِينَ. He said that I served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a servant. He offered himself. His mother actually had brought him to offer him. So he said that I've served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. 10 years I was at his service. فَمَا قَالَ لِي قَطُّ أُفٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam never ever told me once uff. Uff is an expression in Arabic just to show a little bit of disapproval. Like how sometimes you'll say, how can you do that? But it just makes a sound. So in Arabic, one of the lightest forms of sound you can make to just show disapproval is uff. Therefore, the ayat of the Quran says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا uff. Don't even tell your parents uff. Don't even show the slightest disapproval to your parents. So here he's saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't even tell me uff. Slightest disapproval also, he didn't tell me. وَلَا قَالَ لِي شَيْءٍ فَعَلْتُهُ لِمَ فَعَلْتَهُ. He didn't ever tell me for something that I should have done that I didn't do, that why didn't you do it? He didn't ask me that, why didn't you do it? وَلَا لِي شَيْءٍ لَمْ أَفْعَلْهُ أَلَا فَعَلْتَ كَذَا. And he didn't ask me for something that I didn't do, that why didn't you do this? So something that I didn't do, he didn't ask me why you did it. And something that I should have done, he didn't ask me at that stage, why did you do this? So he both ways, that something that I shouldn't have done, he didn't ask me about, and something that I should have done also, that also he didn't ask me. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was such, muttafaqun alayhi, Anas radiallahu anhu is telling us such a beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he had that akhlaq he would encourage. His style was, he wouldn't reflect, now, oh, something happened, let us bore ourselves with what happened. But he would accept everything as the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was very, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very positive about everything. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we progress? And if somebody did something wrong also, he wouldn't attack the person directly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sometimes would call sahaba, and in a general address, he'll address that person also. This was a beautiful style. And the other beautiful style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that he didn't criticize a person directly. He didn't criticize, but rather he would encourage. So all the time the youth would find encouragement, the old people would find encouragement, the enemies of Islam also would find encouragement from the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The woman folk would find encouragement, the sick would find encouragement, the poor and the weak sahaba that were there, they found encouragement. Those that didn't have any physical abilities, any wealth, they didn't have any type of financial abilities also, they all found encouragement by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we look and we ask ourselves, that how do we treat our servants? That year 10 years he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not once he asked him, that why didn't you do this? Or you should have done this. Or you did something, that did you do it? Why didn't you do it? Nothing. Didn't question him at all. In other words, he just showed him beautiful character. And years after he passed away, Anas radiallahu anhu kept on praising the person that he worked for. He praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because this affected him and touched him so much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing a beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.